Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty, with you. All right, you ready to do this, my man?
Let's do it. I mathed.
Okay.
I mathed hard.
The Portland Trail Blazers 2022-23 season schedule has been released.
Ladies and gentlemen, they will play 82 games with 41 at home and 41 on the road.
Oh, yeah. First time since 2019. My God. It's weird to say it's 2022-23. That still seems like it's the future. Am I the only person that thinks that?
It's very sports almanac-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I don't feel like this should be the year. But here we are.
It all blends together for me at this point.
Did it again. All right. You have gone through and you actually even figured out the Blazers record just off the top of your head.
I play this every game or every year. I do my first schedule run through where I literally put a win loss column down and I go through each game. And the only thing I look at is opponent, road or home, and like where they are in the schedule as far as like if it's a 6-game road trip.
Yeah.
Like there, or is there how many back to backs are there? Like are they coming off? Is there like a rest period in here? How like that? So it's just kind of an eye test. Like what I would do coming into say in November when they're on a 6-game road trip and I'm talking about it before the game
on paper,
I'm going to look at it and go, okay, here's where they stand right now. So regardless of what's kind of going on, it's quasi informed as far as what it goes off of. And I got down to it and I got to 41-41.
That's not good.
It's better than number one. It's better than 35.
ESPN had.
It is better than 40.5,
which is why
I bet the over.
It's 40.5.
Again, I did bet the over.
Yeah, we round up.
And typically my first run through, I am more pessimistic than optimistic. Mm-hmm. If I am waffling at any time, it's a loss.
Okay.
So when I do this, that way when I look at it again, like with a little bit of a brighter lens, there's usually room for improvement.
Yeah. And you obviously don't know about shutting Damian Lillard down, trading CJ McCollum,
yes,
doing things like injuries you can never indicate. And this is why, like, those Damian Lillard Herculean efforts that we see at the end of years where playoff pushes and they don't lose in the month of March, and you're like, how the hell did that happen?
And this schedule sets up for that.
It kind of does.
It really does. If you look at how this schedule is, the first 20... So we played the game during the break where I had you go through the first 22 games. And what did you end up with?
I think it was
11-11.
11-11. They were 500 basketball team.
It is a brutal stretch. And if they come out of this at 500 or better, they did well.
Okay. It is tough. So here's the nuts and bolts of it. They have 14 back-to-backs over the course of the season.
Correct.
They are spread out, you know, pretty evenly throughout the season. It's not like they have a run, because I remember like, was it 2016 or something where they had just like a bunch slammed into like the month of December where you're like, what the heck is this?
So what they have instead is they basically have a game every other day for a long period.
And it is a long time.
Basically from November till the new year. They have 2 days of rest. I want to say it was
Well, like it's it's Christmas and Christmas Eve are the 2 days that they have off.
Yeah, so from November 4th, they play the 4th, 5th, 7th, 9th, 10th, 12th. So there's your first two-day break, and then they get a three-day break from the 12th to the 15th, and then it goes every other day again until December 8th to the 10th.
I think you're looking at the wrong the wrong month there, because I have on their schedule that I have up, they play every day, every other day almost, from November 15th all the way to December 4th is where they have
I said December 10th. I meant to say December 4th. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a long slog though, where
and
you're playing
that's the
every
only break.
Other day, and you have a back to back in there too.
Yes. And you also have, two 6-game trips and a 4-game trip.
In that stretch?
Yes. So from the beginning of November, from November 4th
until Christmas Eve.
Until Christmas or day or 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve.
Jeez.
You have 2 6-game trips and a 4-game trip. So you have, 16 games on the road with almost no breaks.
And of note, though, is that they only have 3 6-game road trips the entire season.
No 5-game trips.
Okay.
2 4-game trips, 2 3-game trips, 1 2-game trip, and then 7 little dips out for single road games.
Weird.
Yeah.
But that, what you just said about having 2 of them in the months of November and December.
They're out of the way.
That is, the schedule does set up to be, if you're going to be on the road for basically the first half of the year, you're going to be at home a lot when it comes to crunch time. And that's what you're talking about with the
setting.
This schedule does set up well for the Blazers to be at home for the most pivotal stretch of the year.
Which is typically when the Blazers have just played under the Damian Lillard era. They turned on post All-Star break. And that's the thing, is they can't get buried early. If they get buried early, so of their first 35 games, 21 of them were on the road. They're 14 home, 21 road. To start the season.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a lot, but 7 more road games is substantial. And again, you in that group, you have 2 6-game trips and a 4-game trip. And in that group, when you're looking in November and December, I went and kind of calculated likely playoff teams. So I dropped, obviously, Utah out of that. I dropped Brooklyn out of that because I think that both teams are going to end up getting blown up. And if you look at that, they play playoff opponent, likely playoff opponents in that period 16 times.
Holy smokes.
So more than half of their games.
Well, so what you're saying is a slow start and a furious finish.
Again, if they get through their first 22, 23 games at 500 or better, 22, 24 games at 500 or better, they did well.
Yeah. I was just looking at this, the months of November and December, that Road Warrior months there.
Mm-hmm.
19 of their 29 games in those 2 months are on the road.
Yep.
So, I mean, 10 home games in 2 months.
Brutal. But the flip side is, in January, they leave Portland once in 22 days. So okay. They are home for a very long time.
And they have 9 home games in the month of March, too.
Yes, so they make it up heavy in... So January, they have 11 home, 4 away.
Wow. Okay. Notable games that you'll want to know about. The Golden State Warriors will be in Moda Center. What is that? It looks like February 8th and... I don't see them come, and then to wrap up the season April 9th, that kind of sucks because that's resting everybody in the last game of the year.
There may be some seeding stuff there, and that was to say that the last 5 games, they closed the season with 4 on the road and then the last game of the season at home against Golden State, and it's Minnesota, Memphis, San Antonio, Clippers.
So 3 of those 4 are going to be playoff teams.
Yes, and probably vying for seeding.
Okay. So Golden State, April 9th and February 8th,
mm-hmm.
The Lakers will come to town on February 13th, and then they will be in Moda again on the 22nd of January. So have an eye out for those days when LeBron comes to town.
Yes. And then there are a couple series games. They've got the Sacramento Kings at the end of the season. They've got the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road. They've got the Minnesota Timberwolves at home, and they've got the Phoenix Suns on the road.
And you say series, those are when you play the same team back-to-back. Yep. Not even back-to-back days, but you know, like there's a day in between the Sacramento game.
Phoenix, it is actually a back-to-back. It's the opening season.
So bad.
Yeah, that opening road trip, Phoenix twice, at Miami, at Charlotte, at New Orleans, at Dallas. I could see that road trip being one or two wins.
Golly. One or two wins.
I could see it going very sideways. But the flip side of that is
a six-game road trip.
Yes. And the other side of this is does Phoenix have such terrible vibes to start the season that they're like Portland and maybe you steal some wins there? So.
All right. So the schedule came out and we just basically think what we thought before. This is a play-in team. Right?
I mean, this is my first run. Like, my safe first run was 41-41. I picked this team if my line was 43.5, and I'm, after looking at this and how it shakes out right now, I couldn't be more certain. Oh, wow. I think 44 is a good season for this team and the way the schedule shakes out.
All right. Well, I don't know if that's reassuring or not. It doesn't seem like a very reassuring schedule release for the Blazers.
It sets up really well for them to close. It's how they take care of things coming out of the gates.
If you're wondering about national TV games.
There are 14 national TV games.
Yeah, most of them are NBA TV, though.
Yeah,
so those will be blacked out.
They had, I believe, one TNT game.
And it'll be the Clippers on November 29th is the only TNT game that they'll have. They'll have two games on ESPN, Memphis
and
on November 2nd, and then New Orleans on March 1st. Those are the only three nationally televised games on, you know, places where it likely won't be blacked out, because home games will be blacked out on NBA TV.
Yes.
Road games, you'll have at Phoenix, at the Lakers, at Golden State. Yep, that's about it. So if you don't have Root, better figure it out.
Yeah. Better, I don't want to say it out loud. Legal streaming services only.
Ah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Huh. Wink, wink, wink. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, there's a Blazers schedule. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.